This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
There must be some way. I was talking to Mike Cernovich, who's a smart guy, media analyst, lawyer, during the break, and I said, how could they defeat us when humanity's awakening? And he said, well, they hold the keys to the kingdom. They have Apple transferred to China, now banning emojis of Taiwan, your phone crashes. They just aren't willing to implement the censorship fully because they're afraid Congress and Trump might call them out. And when I've talked to the White House and the president and his supporters lately, I've said, please, they're censoring, they're doing it, do something. Like, well, what are they doing? Write us a report. So I'm in the process of doing that, but it's here. And so they are ready to launch on all cylinders, ladies and gentlemen. They're ready to try to shut this whole thing down right now. And so I wanted Mike Cernovich to specifically speak to that and talk to that because they've got the kill switch in place. They believe we're idiots. They're making their move. Mike Cernovich.
Yeah, they have now. YouTube has given $25 million to multi-billion-dollar corporations. Could somebody explain that to me? Why CNN, which is valued at $10 to $15 billion, is getting $25 million? From YouTube, right? How does that make any sense? The SPLC tried to take control of Spotify and censor music. The SPLC is taking control of who can raise funds for nonprofits on Amazon. Facebook has outsourced fact-checking to websites that have been caught deliberately manufacturing and being dishonest in an effort to get people banned. One of InfoWars' competitors is actually lobbying Facebook to ban InfoWars. So everywhere you look, the Gestapo is really trying to surround the Patriots, and that is why I have in-person events. We have to do more things.
What are they afraid of exactly? If the internet goes dark, we got to get Trump. What should Trump do to try to stop it, though?
Well, I mean, Trump and his people are so out of touch that they're not going to do anything, actually, even though they're the ones who are losing it. So it's fundamentally upon you and others like myself and the info warriors who are watching to take action. Trump is just out of touch. He's in a bubble. Because you got to understand, the people around Trump, they know that if the internet is censored, Trump will lose, and they want Trump to lose. So Trump is not getting, other than Don Jr., Trump is not getting a proper lay of the land of what is happening. I mean, Trump, for example, when he did a talk with Charlie Kirk, Trump goes, oh, yeah, I mean, Antifa, they're not really hurting anybody. But John Nolte of Breitbart has documented, I think, over 300 cases of violence against Trump supporters. And again, the violence is not happening against me, you know, marginal. Oh, I'm such a
person that shows up. And then so CNN openly calling for the ban of InfoWars off the web, off Facebook. They are counting on us being country bumpkins. They're counting on us being stupid. They're smiling like a pig over a big bowl of crap, thinking we're done.
Yeah, we have to do more happy hours. We have to do more events. We have to do more live input. Like you and I, for example, we had talked about doing a premiere for Hoax, my documentary on showing who really the fake news is, which you're in. You know, we've talked about maybe doing a premiere in Austin, you know, sell 5,000 tickets or something like that. And to show people, because that's the thing, everywhere I go, and I've been with you in Austin, oh, how you doing? If you read the newspapers, you would think that I'm a goblin that people hide from and think I'm hiding under their bed.
But it's the opposite. But those people that are awake think we've already had the victory. No, we just started the war. Now we're out on the field in the real fight. Absolutely, exactly. Mike. It is totally on. And you know, the president has been trying to reach out to people to find out what's going on. He's figured it all out. But we've got to just, everybody should write articles, messages to the president, briefs to the president, all of you about what's happening. Reach out to him everywhere, and we're going to win. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Mike Cernovich, thank you so much. We'll be right back after this quick break with Mike Adams in studio.
substance.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen, Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
You gotta keep them separated.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Make this stuff up. And I tell you all of it. I could literally keep you here all night because the stories are just so unbelievable. This is coming to a theater near you.
Alex Jones promotes conspiracy theories and foments hatred of media. He's been called a freak show and downright dangerous.
There's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example.
Alex Jones.
Infowars.com. I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
But the fact is that he is an unalloyed racist, a man who's out there pulling the pin on the grenade every day, and he has 6 million viewers.
He is somebody who President Trump called after the election to thank him for his role. Trump had gone on his radio show during the campaign.
The epidemic of malicious fake news and false propaganda that flooded social media over the past year. It's now clear that so-called fake news can have real-world consequences.
People have free speech in this country, but no matter how hateful and how stupid, no matter how inane, give them airtime, give them Thorazine also.
I don't like giving people like Alex Jones a platform.
If something popped up in a Facebook feed and looked like a news report, people were inclined to believe it. And if they were already targeted psychologically to be receptive to the information provided, they were influenceable.
Where are you getting this information?
From a very reputable source.
What, the FBI, the CIA?
InfoWars, it's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones. You know he's legit.
We confirm suspicions at Veritas. It's not a shock to you, but to get the employee at YouTube on tape admitting that they do it? I mean, you must be a threat if they call you out by name.
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones.
As of just a short time ago, and I'm talking about when this meeting started, on Twitter, if you clicked on the hashtag NYC terrorist attack, which is, quote, trending, marked with a red button saying, quote, live, the top tweet links to an InfoWars story with the headline, Imam, I warned de Blasio about New York City of terror. He was too busy bashing Trump.
I don't know what happens in somebody's mind or how dark their heart must be to say things like that.
This is a real-time example of when we talk about this information being weaponized.
But Trump doesn't challenge these lies. He actually went on Jones's show and said,
your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
He still calls Alex Jones and talks to him and, you know, the InfoWars.
InfoWars. Conspiracy theory.
Conspiracy theories.
How quickly can you act and what's your responsibility to set the record straight so that the people who saw this know the that it's fake news. And at least at some point in time, it can't keep spreading like some sort of virus through the legitimate world.
That's something we're thinking about all the time, because it's a bad user experience, and we don't want to be known as a platform for that.
The Russians ran an extensive information war campaign against my campaign to influence voters in the election. They did it through false news sites. They did it through these thousand agents. They did it through machine learning, which, you know, kept spewing out this stuff over and over again. And they began to have some of their allies within the internet world, like InfoWars, take out pieces and begin to say the most outrageous, outlandish, absurd lies you can imagine. Google is being accused of hiding negative stories about Hillary and her campaign by changing its algorithm to bury stories like the Clinton body count story. That's according to website InfoWars.
You have RT, you have Sputnik, you have Rupley, and then I think you have them feeding other entities. InfoWars comes to mind, where those are echo chambers.
It's been widely reported that company's been backed by the Kremlin, and they gave you 75,000 shares that you had to disclose.
They didn't give me anything.
Went into the Obama administration.
Maybe you're looking at widely reported information from InfoWars.
No, I'm not.
But it is not.
No, I'm not.
True.
This is Politico. This is the New York Times. This is the Wall Street Journal.
No, it's
That's
not.
If a Google user types in Clinton body, they get car repair shop results instead of a story that talks about a list of people tied to the Clintons who have died under mysterious circumstances over the last three decades. And the latest story was the death of DNC staffer Seth Rich, who was murdered last month in an apparent robbery. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has hinted that Rich was his source, but has made no further comments about the case. That murder, we should say, remains unsolved. The Russians, in my opinion, and based on the intel and counter-intel people I've talked to, could not have known how best to weaponize that information unless they had been guided.
All that stuff exists. You don't see it, you don't feel it if you're largely living in reality and in a mainstream media world. But it's undermining our democracy, and I think that the companies themselves, they've taken some steps. They have a lot of responsibility.
Companies like Facebook.
Companies like Facebook, Google, etc.
Right.
To do what they can essentially not enhance this.
How quickly can you act, and what's your responsibility to set the record straight?
The system self-corrected. That shouldn't be the first tweet you see anymore. It should be a USA article the last time I checked.
But you saw this.
USA Today. At lunch I did, yeah. And I also saw the system correct it.
That man's a threat to this country.
They didn't call out Fox News by name. They didn't call out anyone else by name. They said, when it comes to Alex Jones, we need people to scroll and manually find him and manually have to find that video. We're not going to allow that video, if it gets 10 million views, to be on the front of the so-called news carousel.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It's Alex Jones.
This is Mike Adams jumping into the seat here on an extraordinary day. Thank you for continuing with us in the fourth hour of this broadcast. We've got coming up 10 quick questions that Peter Strzok needs to be asked by Congress. I've got other lists of why we can never let leftists gain power over us again. There is a multifaceted war taking place right now against not just America, but those who are trying to defend against America. The attacks are being ramped up on InfoWars, on Alex Jones, on people like Mike Cernovich, who you just heard from, and even people like myself as well. We're all under extreme attack, and the deep state traitors and liars are sitting there in Congress, or in front of Congress, and telling us that they aren't biased, that they didn't do anything wrong. The very people who I believe need to be indicted, who need to be arrested and held for trial, they need to be brought up on charges for attempting to overthrow this constitutional republic, conspiracy, racketeering, the corruption, the number of violations of crime, the number of criminal violations they have engaged in is huge. Destruction of evidence. Look at Hillary Clinton destroying the evidence and getting away with it. Why? Because other people like Peter Strzok helped cover it up. And then now we learn that Peter Strzok himself got to be the one to vet which of his texts were forwarded to Congress. Were the FBI under
the leadership of James Comey at that time believed that it was above the law, believed that Congress has no oversight over the FBI. Get a grip on reality, people. We got to take our country back. And the only way we're going to do that is to hold these people accountable for the crimes that they have committed over and over again. And they're still lying to our faces every day. It is a parade of criminality, corruption, and incompetence. And the cost that we are going to pay, if we don't get a grip on this, is we're going to lose our country if we don't get a grip on it. So stay with us here, folks. We've got some more, a lot coming up. This is Mike Adams here filling in for the fourth hour at InfoWars. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this coming break with much more straight ahead. We're fighting for everything that matters, fighting for our future.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The new InfoWars official app has been launched. You can download that right now at InfoWars.com/app. It has major improvements. Highly recommended. You can watch the live broadcast. You can see the articles in near real time as they are posted. There's a lot more on the app. It's a brand new, a new version of the app. So check it out at Infowars.com/app, A-P-P, Infowars.com/app. Now, every day that I am invited to come in here, I'm humbled by what is at stake and the fact that we need to lend a voice to the big, big questions here. Right now, there are 10 questions that we need to ask Peter Strzok. 10 big questions. This one comes from Joe Hoft over at the Gateway Pundit right now, but there's five of these questions that I got to mention here. Number one, was Jeff Sessions involved in spying on the Trump campaign? Big question. Where is Jeff Sessions? Why does he seem to be backing off of his job? Why does he almost seem complicit in this? I mean, I don't have any evidence that he's a traitor. I'm not saying he's a traitor or anything like that. But where are you, man? Jeff Sessions, you're the attorney general. You are supposed to be issuing arrest warrants for the traitors, the deep state operatives who are trying to overthrow this country. Was Jeff Sessions involved in the spying on the Trump campaign? One key question. The next big question. This is a question that should be mentioned to Strzok or asked of Strzok. Were you or anyone you are aware of involved in the transfer of U.S. uranium to Russia? Because you know what? When you look at the Uranium One deal and you look at Hillary Clinton, you find that Robert Mueller was involved back then. And you find that the State Department was involved in some of the cover-ups related to, you know, uranium supplies. Uranium, this is a national security interest. This is a rare element that is, of course, used for nuclear weapons development. And then we find out that Obama funneled $33.6 billion to Iran and gave them the funding and set them up with the technical know-how to build ballistic missiles and nuclear weapon delivery systems, and that he gave citizenship to a couple of thousand of Iranian nationals, and that he did all this by bypassing the international banking system and all of the chokeholds on Iran that were in place. I mean, there are some big questions here involving Barack Obama, Robert Mueller, Hillary Clinton, Peter Strzok. And Peter Strzok seems to be in the middle of all of this, covering up Hillary Clinton's emails, covering up his own texts to Lisa Page, covering up the crimes of the deep state while launching this outrageous fake hoax Russia collusion narrative that itself is tearing this country apart. And I will read some of the quotes from Peter Strzok to show you how he is in a state of absolute denial about what is going on. No, actually, no, he knows. He's just lying. He is lying to you. He's lying to America. And he has been lying all day. And thank God for Trey Gowdy up there asking some tough questions and acting like the prosecutor that he has been in the past. It's time to get tough, people. It's time to realize the war is here. There is a war for America. And if you don't wake up and realize that we're fighting a war right now, a war to exist in the online space, a war for free speech, a war to protect America's borders, a war for the basic rules of law and order, because the radical left today wants absolute lawlessness all across America. It's not just sanctuary cities. It's not just the open borders. They want to shut down all the prisons and release the violent prisoners into the streets of America and probably shut down the police as well. I'll get to that. There's more coming. Here's the next question for Peter Strzok. Did you sign off on the review of the more than 300,000 emails found on Wiener's laptop in less than a week of review? I mean, who covered up the Wiener laptop emails? And question number 9 out of that list, did you see any evidence of crimes against children in these emails? Because the Inspector General notes that there were such emails found. You know what? It seems to me, and this is just an educated guess, but I'm willing to bet you that Peter Strzok is involved in the cover-up of evidence of serious crimes against children, evidence that was held by Anthony Weiner and Huma Abedin, and was probably very well known by Hillary Clinton herself. Now, that's just conjecture. I don't have proof of that. But you got to start connecting the dots here and realize that there is a cover-up that is so deep, that is so egregious, that is so maliciously anti-American. How did we, the people, how did we allow the FBI, under James Comey and people like Peter Strzok, how did we allow the FBI to become a weapon against this constitutional republic? How did this happen? And for God's sake, how does Jeff Sessions still sit there and allow this to happen? And I know you're listening to this, and in your own mind, you might have answers to that. You might think, well, Jeff Sessions is a traitor. Jeff Sessions has been compromised. Honestly, we don't know the answer to that yet. Maybe he'll come around. Maybe Trump will fire him and get someone in there like Andrew Napolitano, who will actually assert the law as it is supposed to be done in this country. But there you go. 10 big questions that need to be asked. I didn't cover all 10. But let's go to Peter Strzok's quotes. Some of these came out of testimony today. He denies that he's biased against President Trump. I mean, even though this is the guy who was caught, think about it, he was caught texting Lisa Page and saying that we will stop him? Wait a minute. Yeah, Peter Strzok, wasn't he the one who said that? That we will stop him when Lisa Page was saying, oh my God, he's not going to be president, is he? Is he? I mean, I'm paraphrasing. And I believe his answer was, we will stop him. Now, or we will stop them. It was similar. I'm paraphrasing. It's very similar to that. Who is the we? Who is this we that he is talking about? Well, it's obvious. The we is the corrupt FBI. The we is the corrupt leadership that had already decided to overthrow the presidency of the United States, to overthrow the will of the voters, to interfere with the election. They tried this before the election. They had injected spies into the Trump campaign before the election. They tried to create a pretext for seeking a FISA warrant. They lied to the judge that signed off on the FISA warrant. They covered their tracks every step of the way, and then they went back. After Trump got elected, they went back and tried to create more pretext documentation to justify their actions in a blatant attempt to try to say that they weren't committing treason, that they weren't interfering with the election, and then they blamed it all on Russia. So everything that Peter Strzok was doing and James Comey was doing and others, you know, James Clapper, Andrew McCabe, it's a long list, right? Loretta Lynch, it's a big list. All the things that they were doing to actively interfere with the election in the United States, they blamed Russia for doing, and they just made it up, and the fake news media ran with that narrative hook, line, and sinker, and they've been lying about it ever since. To this day, this has not been resolved, and I don't know about you, but I'm about fed up with it. It's time to arrest these deep state traitors, charge them with the crimes they've committed, and take our country back. It's time. Stay with me. We'll be right back here on InfoWars.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies.
bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, it's times like this that that internal anger comes out in all of us when we see the attacks on our great nation and the attacks on our constitutional republic. But, you know, we have a tremendous amount to be thankful for as well. I mean, aren't you thankful that InfoWars is here? Aren't you thankful that we have this freedom of expression that's still here? Even though with all the censorship, with all of the attempts to smear InfoWars or my operation as well, all the attempts to blacklist us and take us down, take us offline, We are here. We are fighting for America. We are fighting for liberty actually on a global basis. We want the whole world to be free. We want individual liberty to be a universal principle. It's not just limited to America. We believe that every nation has the right to defend its borders. We believe that every citizen everywhere in the world should have access to natural cannabis medicine, for example. We believe in the basic health freedom rights to say no to a medical intervention that you don't want, whether it's a mandatory vaccine in California or the forced gunpoint chemotherapy injection of your child by a rogue police state medical system. We believe in liberty for all people everywhere around the world. And we are building platforms and we are building tools to accomplish that. And we are exercising our freedom. Of course, CNN trying to shut down InfoWars now, of course, once again, trying to say that InfoWars should be banned on Facebook, should be banned on YouTube. I mean, I've been completely banned on YouTube. But look, some good news. And I know Alex supports this project, so I'll mention it. We now have Real.Video in beta. It is functioning. We are now getting videos there that have been banned by YouTube. You can just go to beta.real.video. Or just go to real.video and there's a link there. But we're in a beta launch phase. We've got like 500 to 1,000 videos live up there right now. And I just talked with Rob Dew before the segment. And InfoWars is going to get a channel up there. It's already been reserved for them. They're going to start uploading and we'll have InfoWars content up there as well. And I hope Mike Cernovich joins and many others. There's already some great personalities on there. We are building platforms, people. And Alex is building a new studio. Here, an impressive, amazing new studio. I can't wait for that to go live because this studio is impressive right here. But there's another one coming, and there are more shows joining, and there's more syndication of this content. And at the same time, my organization is launching more websites every day. It's just the idea of liberty and freedom is spreading, and we have a fighting chance. See, this is the good news, people. We have a fighting chance to actually save this republic. With President Trump in the White House, thank God that Hillary Clinton didn't win that election. Or can you imagine if we didn't have Neil Gorsuch there on the court, if Hillary Clinton had named that justice, if Hillary Clinton had named a second one instead of Brett Kavanaugh? I mean, can you imagine the destruction of our Constitution and our liberties? I mean, the border would be obliterated already. There would be a flood of invading foreign nationals just flooding and occupying and taking over our country, and Hillary Clinton would say that that's humanitarian, that that's equality, while your country is just flushed down the toilet and turned into a third world crap hole, as so many of these countries have gone when socialists and radical communists are in charge. So count your blessings today, people. Count your blessings. Trump is in the White House. InfoWars is here. We are building platforms. We still can express our ideas rooted in reason and logic and history and fundamental freedoms. We have not become Venezuela. Not yet. Got to keep Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez out of the White House. You know, she's not going to have a chance there. She would turn America into Venezuela, but that has not happened. So count your blessings, people, because we have a fighting chance. And as long as you support this organization and you support the sharing of information, we have a fighting chance to take our country back and keep it alive as a constitutional republic. Don't forget the new InfoWars app at InfoWars.com/app. It's a brand new app for your mobile devices, much improved. You will never miss another story, another video, another announcement. And you know why this app is so important, folks? I mean, I've said the same thing to my own audience. InfoWars is being systematically censored at every level, downranked by Google through a voodoo algorithm black box, okay? InfoWars is being downranked by YouTube, by Facebook. The censorship is full force. But if you get the app, you're bypassing the censorship. You see, the app is your ticket to freedom of information. It's your ticket to bypass the censors. Don't sit around and let Google spoon-feed you your news of the day. For that matter, I mean, don't even let Reddit determine your news of the, I mean, nothing against Reddit. I'm just saying, don't go to Facebook and have a Facebook feed determine what you are reading that day. Don't let any centralized source of information spoon-feed you some twisted, distorted view of reality. Get the real news, tomorrow's news today, by getting the apps for your favorite publishers. You know, get the InfoWars app, get the Natural News app if you want. Get the apps. Sign up to the InfoWars email list. Allow InfoWars to directly contact you. That's the only way to bypass censorship, and it matters so much. It's absolutely crucial that you function in this way because the censorship is full on. Now, let's go to this. You heard about this 91-year-old Mexican-American who was beaten, brutally attacked by a person with a brick, by a woman who allegedly conducted the attack and yelled, "Go back to your country." The Washington Post, demonstrating their fake news yet again, the Washington Post refused to identify the race of the attacker. Turns out that that woman is an African-American woman, so that this story doesn't fit the narrative that the Washington Post is trying to imply. The Washington Post is a fake news rag. They fabricate fake sources. They are not anything that resembles journalism anymore. This is another example of it. So they tried to say, they tried to imply that this was like some racist Trump supporter who hates immigrants attacking and beating and screaming at a Mexican-American. That's not at all what happened. And, of course, the Washington Post left that out of the entire thing. And now also today there's a video that has come out. We can't even play the audio, but ICE employees, ICE agents in Portland, Oregon are under attack today, under vicious attack. And there's a black ICE agent, an African-American working for ICE, who is being viciously attacked. And this story is also on the Gateway Pundit. And this person is being called an effing N-word by the left-wing protesters. An effing N-word. This attack against an African-American ICE agent slash employee slash officer, I don't know what terminology you prefer, but the fact that a black man who is working to secure the borders of America, that he is attacked with racial slurs, with profanity and racial slurs by these left-wing extremists who, by the way, Antifa is a domestic terrorism group, right? That's obvious at this point. I want to talk about Antifa here in a second, but the fact that this black man cannot even have a job defending his own nation's borders without being called the N-word, how insane has the left become now, where to them, if you're black and you wear the uniform of the United States government, you are now an N-word to them. That is how racist they have become. Remember, these are the people who say that Trump is racist. These are the people who say that Trump supporters are racist. And in fact, they say everybody's a racist except them, but they're the ones using the N-word slurs, aren't they? They're the ones who are hating not on black people, not just on black people, but also they hate white people. They hate men. They hate heterosexuals. They hate Trump supporters. They hate patriots. They hate veterans. They hate cops. Is there anybody they don't hate? They hate Kavanaugh. They hate every decent person who is trying to do their job and protect this country against an invasion that the left wants to see happen in America, and that's why we must stop their efforts, and that's why we need your support. Stay tuned in here on InfoWars.com. This is Mike Adams. We'll be right back after this break with more news.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% set of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
In the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas. Transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, if you missed my Counterthink broadcast from Sunday, you got to check it out. I think it's now titled, If the Left Wins, Humanity Dies. I got to say, there's a lot of really important information in that broadcast. And Counterthink airs every 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com, by the way, so check it out. I've got a lot of great episodes coming up, but for right now, there's some big news this week about Monsanto, which of course has been acquired by Bayer. Essentially, Monsanto is about to get flooded with thousands of cancer lawsuits. This is a Fox Business article, and what has happened is that there's a lawsuit in California where a man who was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, a form of cancer, is suing Monsanto because he was exposed to Roundup for many years, and he and his lawyers believe that the Roundup exposure caused his cancer. And there is significant scientific evidence that supports that case. But Monsanto has been, I call them sort of the big tobacco of chemical agriculture. And they, until recently, when Google now has become the most evil corporation in the world, until then, Monsanto was the most evil corporation in the world. Now it's kind of a tie. Like, who's more evil, Google or Monsanto? I don't know. Monsanto poisons your body and your food. Google poisons your brain and steals your liberty. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's a tie. They're both incredibly evil. But Monsanto's getting sued in California, and there was a decision in the court that allowed expert testimony now to proceed that would tie exposure to Roundup to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Now, if this court case, I mean, even now, it's going to open the floodgates to potentially thousands of lawsuits across the country. This is starting to look a lot like Big Tobacco. And it turns out that Monsanto intimidated and threatened scientists, paid off regulators. Monsanto has been running online smear campaigns for years against any critics of GMOs or glyphosate. You know, I think they spend $1 million a year just to target myself and one other person, the food babe. You know, Monsanto is a very, very evil corporation, and it looks like that they are about to get hammered hard. Thousands of lawsuits could come to the surface, and they've been poisoning people for generations. This is a company that made Agent Orange, and I think they were involved in DDT, and I know they contaminated the world with PCBs, and they buried the evidence, and they hid the science. So, you know what? Some of this is coming back on them now, and there could be a tidal wave of lawsuits that could make the Monsanto acquisition by Bayer a very, very costly acquisition. And now, getting back to today's news, when I see Peter Strzok testifying before Congress and saying that he was not in any way biased, it just reminds me of Monsanto. Of Monsanto saying, no, glyphosate doesn't cause cancer. No, GMOs, there's nothing wrong with them. No, the science is great. No, those rats with all those tumors that can barely drag themselves across the table because the lab science rats that were fed GMOs and Roundup. No, that don't look there. That couldn't be real. I mean, Monsanto and Peter Strzok, it's like, Peter Strzok is the Monsanto of the FBI. He's in total denial about the evil that he has become. I mean, this is my opinion. This is not an official InfoWars opinion necessarily. This is just my opinion. I think Peter Strzok is the Monsanto of the deep state. Let's put it that way. And he's just a liar, and he continues to deepen the lie every chance he gets. And here's a quote from today. He says, at no time in any of these texts did those personal beliefs ever enter into the realm of any action I took, he said. I think he was responding to Trey Gowdy. He says, quote, Strzok says, the suggestion that I'm in some dark chamber somewhere in the FBI and would somehow cast aside all of these procedures, all of these safeguards, and somehow be able to do this is astounding to me, he says. It simply couldn't happen. But wait, isn't he also the guy who texted with Lisa Page about having an insurance policy in case Trump won the presidency? An insurance policy! And that they were working on that insurance policy, and that his behaviors were clearly biased by any standard of logic and reason. Remember when Bill Clinton said, you know, he answered a question, it was like, well, that depends on what the definition of is, right? That's the way Peter Strzok is starting to talk now. Well, it depends on, you know, it is my belief that I could not possibly have been biased in any of these decisions. That simply couldn't happen. I guess Peter Strzok wants us to believe that he has like a multiple personality disorder, and that when he's texting Lisa Page, he's this fiery anti-Trump personality. I don't know, Peter Strzok A. And then when he goes to work at the FBI, he's Peter Strzok B. The reasonable, rational person who follows all the rules perfectly and loves his country and never does anything wrong. But then when he goes home and he's texting his mistress, And then the evil Peter Strzok A comes out and he's like, we need an insurance plan. Stop Trump. We'll stop him. And who knows what else he texted that hasn't been released, by the way. Probably texts like, you know, trying to find somebody to execute Trump or something along those lines. Who knows? But are we really to believe that this guy has a multiple personality disorder where he doesn't have this hatred in his consciousness when he is applying these decisions and procedures at the FBI? And by the way, you know what? Peter Strzok, you're an employee of the American taxpayer. You better answer the questions. And Trey Gowdy and others, Jim Jordan, many others, are right to put all of you in handcuffs and drag you before the United States Congress and make you answer these questions. Or if you can plead the fifth. You have that constitutional right. You can plead the fifth. But if we could ever wake up Jeff Sessions out of his coma, the DOJ also has the right to charge you with treason or sedition or whatever is the appropriate crime. Obstruction of justice, destruction of evidence, whatever is appropriate. So never forget that we are watching and we are waiting for justice, real justice, to be served. Now, as that is happening, a couple more quick things. Daily Caller reporting, pressure is building on Democrats to drive off the immigration cliff. That refers to this new strategy of Democrats, which is to become as radical extremist as you can. And to say that ICE has to be abolished. No borders, no border control, whatever. Anybody that shows up, they should all just be invited in. Come on in. Have a tidal wave of immigrants, no matter if they're carrying, you know, tuberculosis or weird retroviral diseases, or they're trafficking in children or bringing in murderers and rapists, people who are fleeing their own countries because they're wanted by the authorities there. I guess the left wants all those people in America because they want absolute chaos in society. The problem is that middle America doesn't want that. I mean, the problem for the Democrats. Middle America wants a peaceful, law-abiding society. Middle America is opposed to sanctuary cities. Middle America, I mean, just reasonable, normal people, don't want their country overrun with illegals and violent alien criminals. Normal people don't want sanctuary city policies that protect criminals. And it's coming to the point where you look at the mayors of cities like Portland or Oakland, or you look at, you know, the city council of Portland seems to be at war with federal immigration policy. They try to issue citations against ICE for having a fence. I mean, it's unreal. These states and these specific leaders, you know, mayors and city council members and so on, are they really going to say that they're on the side of Antifa? Are they really going to become complicit with terrorists? Because if that's the direction they're going, then there's going to be a round of, you know, investigations. I'll just put it that way. And some of these people are going to find themselves, you know, probably behind bars at some point through the legal process. We just got a couple minutes left here. Let me leave you with this. I've got an upcoming episode of Counterthink called 10 Reasons That We Can Never Let the Left Gain Power Over Us. I haven't recorded it yet. I'm going to shortly. But I've got the list here, and I just want to cover a couple of these before I let you go today. That's very important. Number 10 on this list is that leftists refuse to coexist in a civil society. Yeah, there's the whole list right there. There's my show. They refuse to coexist in a civil society. They do not respect the law. They want lawlessness. They want chaos. They will not comply with the outcome of an election unless they win that election. And they want to try to change the rules, twist the rules, bend the rules. They want to fight dirty now. They want to stack the courts now. They want to boost the Supreme Court to 12 justices so they can do plus three liberals. You know, they want to change the rules. They are willing to do anything to gain back power in this country. They've lost their minds, and we must defeat them at every opportunity. So continue to tune in to Infowars.com. Check out my website from time to time, naturalnews.com. And check out Real.video for videos that cannot be censored by YouTube. Infowars will be on there soon. And just continue to support this organization. Get the new Infowars app. Support the Infowars store. We are here fighting for you. With your support, we can win and take back our country. Thanks for watching today. This is Mike Adams.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.